Hey, Ken, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Are you in the office by any chance?
I am, yes.
Can you bring up that Truffles quote?
I can, but I have a 40,000 square foot warehouse, and of course I'm up front right now. I got to get back to my office.
No, no worries, brothers. No, you don't have to do it now, but when you have a chance, can you revise the quote and just email it to me? The name on the company should be Truffles. I just don't want to confuse them in underwriting. It's Truffles Bakery and Kitchen, LLC.
Truffles Bakery and Kitchen, LLC.
Yeah, you know, yeah, because this
hey,
one...
Brad, can you do me a favor? Hold on, I'll pull it up right now. Can you go into AQ and pull up Truffles?
I'm going to give you the address, too.
Yeah. It's a 56,000. You're going to change it to... No, you need to, the address you need. No, I said right there. Change it to Truffles. What is it? Truffles what?
Bakery and Kitchen, LLC. Because they actually...
Bakery and Kitchen, LLC.
And then the address... is 767 Farmington Avenue.
And it's 767 Farmington Avenue.
That's Farmington, Connecticut.
And it's going to be Farmington, Connecticut.
06032. And the reason I'm asking this is,
yep.
When I spoke with them, they actually didn't want to involve the second restaurant. They wanted to run everything under their bigger location, which is, the older one is the, I think, the newer one is the main location, correct? The main street?
Right.
Yeah, they wanted to run everything under. And then if you could just email it back to me. I also just want to give...
Hold on one sec.
Sure.
Hit mail. Hit email. And then you mail it to... What's your email, Ruben?
It's R. Goldstein. R-G-O-L-D.
R. Goldstein.
Yeah. At...
S-T-E-I-N.
Yeah.
At...
bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff, CARDIFF.com. And just send it to him. All right, it's going to come from Brad. He's my purchaser.
No, no problem. Do you have a few minutes to kind of talk about the deal?
Sure.
Or are you slammed up? Okay, great. So let me just, let me give you an update where things stand. I briefly spoke to Shannon and her husband towards the tail end of Friday. I'm waiting for a call back from them. When I get a call back, I'm going to go over everything and kind of get this moving. I've got them approved for two different loans, so it really doesn't matter if they're in a rush. I know sometimes people come to you and they're just, you know, they're a million miles. We've got 18 things going on.
Well,
so,
he has a job for July 4th and we got to get this truck done for him. So, you know, it's normally a six-week process, and I told them to bring it in here tomorrow so we can start on it.
Okay, so here's what I think is the best plan of attack, and I wanted to run this by you because ultimately, you know, we met at the Excel conference, and this is an extremely complex transaction, but I think if you do right by the first person the first time, then you're going to get a lot more business and make people happy. Say, you know, and that's my thought. So here's kind of what I think is the best thing. So they have a few needs, both working capital and equipment financing. And I'm just going through this. You know what? I'm a little confused on which company they want to put this under. Before, do you mind if I take care of this first and call you right back? I don't want to keep it in line forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a minute. Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.